Hello.
Hi.
How are we doing?
How are you doing? We're doing good. It's so stressful, to start an episode. Like, it has to be right out the gate. It's like those birds.
And the perfect segue.
No, because every time, it's always like a... There's a minor hiccup. Whenever I always go for a shower and I put our podcast on when I'm showering for some odd reason. And then it's always like a, you go like a, hey. And then I go like a, hi.
Okay, so what are we talking about this episode?
I want to talk about something that I got a message for. And it's something I've been noticing a lot, even though it's been around since forever. But just what it's like to date. So I feel I haven't ever, but so many gay boys end up falling for married men or closeted men.
Yeah,
and I
true.
Thought that could be a topic we could hit on, because not only did I get that as a request, but it's something I get a lot on Grindr. Where are you married? So I'm like, gave you? I think I know what gives people the vibe that I might be married, though.
What?
I send voice notes now on Grindr, and I think there's some marriage quality in my voice. Like, they feel, oh, bro, this guy. I talk like that.
Okay.
And I do a put on voice because I suddenly want to sound in that voice note. I want to sound like I'm gonna tear you up, bitch. Then they think, oh my god, this guy must be married.
Okay. So I think
it's a trap a lot of people might be falling in.
And not just married.
And I don't want to call it a trap.
Yeah, it's not just married men. I mean, and here we are talking about men, obviously, but because that's the experience we have when it comes to dating or whatever.
Straight it's up, also, have you ever dated a married man?
No. I've also evolved over time. I was okay dating closeted men at one point of time. But now I'm just like, that's non-negotiable.
Too much, it's a project.
The person has to be out in the open. And that's something I make very clear when I'm on the apps. Good for you. I understand your journey. I understand what you would, you know, the journey that you want to be on. But there's just something I need someone to be out in the open.
I get it.
If I talk about you, then it wouldn't.
It's easier, no?
It's easier.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, I mean,
when someone's accepted themselves on that level.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have like a total contrasting theme to that. But continue. Yeah.
Yeah, and my thing is, there's somewhere down the line, it also one is the fact that obviously someone who's in touch with them, their sexuality and themselves is a lot more attractive. The other thing is, it pisses me off that I have to be someone's like dirty little secret.
Okay.
Like that's, it's a little discomforting.
Closeted or married, I'm sure
it's a very uncomfortable, unwanted thing that I never want to be venture into.
Sure.
Not that I haven't dated, and we'll come to that later.
Oh, exactly. So that's what I started with. Have you ever dated someone who's...
Not married, but yes, closeted.
Okay.
Definitely.
I've been with too many closeted boys. But I'll tell you where I'm coming from. I come from a place where I don't think it is my place to let them know that they have not come to terms with who they are in life.
100%.
I am one of those people who, at the risk of sounding defensive sometimes, I find myself, a lot of times, the first thing I'll say like, oh, I hooked up with this straight guy the other day, and my friends will be, shut the fuck up, how can he be straight? And I'm like, why can't he be straight, you know? Because
that's not straight anymore. Like, if you
but
have,
here's the deal, here's
then
the deal.
You're no longer...
No, I don't want to like sound too meta about this, but the older I get, the more I'm starting to feel like love and sex are entirely... Which is obvious. Love and sex are different things. But what I'm trying to get at is sometimes I understand or I fathom the capacity of a straight boy to love another boy and not make that his sexuality. Does that make sense?
No, because there is such a thing as platonic. And I genuinely believe that, because the few straight friends, and we should talk about straight friends because you have a lot, straight men, straight guy friends.
Sure. Which I feel very talking about, because it's something that's looked down upon a lot. Ever since this James Charles debacle,
not sexual,
okay.
But but just pure platonic love.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that with very few people, but it's so deep that they are like my best friends. Sure.
You know, on the way here, I was thinking, Shunetra, and I have to say this. I literally hardly have gay friends. And right now, if I think in my life, you are the person I hang out with the most on the gay side of things.
Oh my God.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I want to thank you for that.
Aww.
No, I have to. I really think about it. And sometimes, because I often find myself thinking that, oh my God, you do not have enough gay friends anymore.
Yeah.
And then I start doing this quick count and it's like, Shunetro?
Zip.
Neville? Shunetro? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like that.
And it's so strange because we end up talking about a lot of things that you would talk to your friends about, right?
Exactly.
Like we have these spirited discussions and disagreements and all of that.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Aww. But coming back to this, I have a point of view, like I was saying, there is such a thing as platonic, non-sexual, you know, fondness for someone.
Yeah.
But the moment there is a touch of sexuality in the equation, that's when I'm just like,
you don't know.
Someone's no longer straight then. Like, you know, then it's on the Kinsey scale.
I don't
know.
That's the thing where it's, I know there's a scale and all of
first
that.
First, I think no one's that exclusively. Yeah.
But my conviction is not founded in any sort of this, apart from the fact that I just sometimes have been with guys who I fundamentally have believed that this guy is going to get married. He's never going to feel the pinch of, oh my God, I have stifled this side of me. He's going to pop a few kids. And that's the thing, right?
But then, again, would you call yourself gay then?
Would I call my...
Yeah. No, that's what. Gay versus, let's say, queer.
Yeah.
Would you...
That's the thing. I don't know why. Again, I repeatedly say this. It is not founded in any sort of like cemented like an idea or a notion. Like, oh my God, no, this person has to be queer. If he, and I'll go to great lengths to say that... Okay, I'll give you an example. I was hooking up with a very straight boy.
Mm.
And...
What is a very straight boy?
He was very
mean?
Straight. He was very straight.
I mean,
he was very straight.
How?
Like he'd come. Okay, now I'm about to say a lot of like stereotypes, but he'd come over after football practice.
So big shit.
And he'd want to talk to me about like, oh, you saw
like
Messi's goal. And
my first boyfriend was like a cricket champ. Like hello, and that cricket is like the least.
Yeah,
gay
I know. Okay, I'm not into this.
Ever.
But again, like to him. Okay, I'll tell you where I'm coming from when I say something like very straight.
Masculine, like
I can't
typically
kiss
masculine.
Kissing is a no-no.
That is just
but
asshole.
Hang on. No, I get it. Where I could see his discomfort when it came to kissing. And the best part is even I'm not much of a kisser. I know I'm committing queer suicide by saying that. Because so many times I type likes or someone says likes in bed. And what do you say to that, man? And a lot of times, lots of kissing, cuddling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I just want a fucking bang. Okay, fuck that. This particular boy... No kissing, just his very demeanor, the way he'd show up, the way he'd leave was very like, this is a functional sexual thing to me, okay?
Hmm.
Like, and I respected that and I never thought, no, I want more, none of that shit, right? Until the day he let me fuck him in the ass. So we're still not kissing, but he let me fuck him in the ass. And it was one of the manliest experiences of my life and of his, the way he was grunting, the way he was like into it. Then over 2-3 this...
And you still call this straight?
I really do. I feel like, again, I cannot, Srinetra. I know what I'm saying is... It's sounding stupid to me itself.
Yeah.
You know? But there is something in me that believes that it is not, again, my place to decode this for him or label this for him.
No, sure.
Him or,
and that's what I'm saying. I don't think that... Firstly, I'm very type A about... Here's the thing. I'm very type A about labeling everything as unlabeled.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
So then, okay, if we are talking
I believe
spectrums,
everything
if we are talking
is a
unlabeled, can't we... And there are
then
new
don't
sexualities...
Call it straight. That's
hang
the
on.
Thing.
There are new sexualities coming up all the time.
100%.
I'm just trying to say, then can't there be one where this person... is straight, but they like, why does it have to be even queer? Leave alone like gay or bisexual or pansexual.
That's what it means.
I don't know. I don't
that's
know.
What
I,
it
this is something,
means.
Let's just move on. Because this is something I get stuck on a lot of times because I do hook up with a lot of straight guys and I always say straight guys. Sometimes I get it. Like, I know when I'm hooking up with someone who's not come to terms with their sexuality. I know when I'm hooking up with a queer person. I know when I'm hooking up with someone who's just experimenting. I know when, you know, that's how much I've dabbled in the straight side of things. But I definitely have come across, and I'm not giving one example. I'm saying there are multiple examples that I've felt like, bro, I just want my dick sucked. And will you? And I'm like, yep, yeah, cool.
Yeah, like that's
cool, bro.
That's a step in a direction of not being.
See, that's it. That's where I don't go. I'm not thinking, oh, eventually he'll come to the. No,
who's saying that? I'm not saying it's a journey. I'm saying that's a step that means that has cemented you as not an exclusive something. It means I have stepped away from an exclusive, you know, like we say, gold standard gays who've never touched a vagina. Like they've kind of stepped out of their mom's vaginas.
Like stepped out.
You know the gold. You know the concept of gold standard gays, right?
This is the first time I'm hearing.
Okay, so
it,
a gold standard gay is someone who's had who was born out of a C-section and has never touched a vagina. So basically, they have never experienced a vagina ever.
Okay.
So that's like the gold standard.
Well, you confused me for a second there because I am a C-section baby, but I've been in a lot of vaginas.
Yeah, exactly. So now that's the thing. Now, if someone who's gay experiences something that's not a mistake in the park, for example, something you did to convince yourself that you were straight, but actually was attracted to a woman and had an experience, even one or two, then you're not exclusively gay anymore. You are someone who maybe you exist closer to that end of the spectrum in terms of the scale, but you still exist there. So also I'm a sociology student, so I worship the Kinsey scale, so yeah, it's coming from there. But yeah, coming to committed or closeted men.
Yeah. Married. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, committed, yeah. Like, kind of committed like, the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated, you've not dated anyone who's...
No, devoted. I wanted to say I've kind of dated a divorcee, very briefly. Here's the deal. When I dated him, and see, again, I feel like we should do a quick... we are not experts in this because, again, as is obvious, I've never dated a married man and I've never felt the anxieties come attached
of course,
to it.
Yeah.
You've not, yeah?
No.
I've dated a lot of straight boys, but yeah, sure. When I got to know the divorcee, I do feel that I was guilty of having some judgment of guys who fuck outside of their marriages with other boys. But that turned quickly to empathy when I dated this divorcee. You know what I mean?
Tell me more.
In what sense? I'll tell you. First of all, I learned that, hey, we don't ever think that why a person has found himself in this situation.
100%.
You know,
of course,
we always see it as a... Even today, if I got messages that day, I did a Q&A on Instagram. And a lot of boys say, can you talk about dating a married man and all of that? It came from a gay perspective, but I immediately, me being me, I tried to think about it laterally. And who is to blame for a person ending up in this situation, a married man? Is it societal pressure? Is it how easy dating is nowadays? Yeah. How easy it is to cheat nowadays?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there are so many of these things, which actually, if you think about it, just makes him seem like a jerk, right? But I feel like there's so much layering to, like, why someone might be choosing to fuck another boy outside of their marriage. And they might have kids, you know?
Yeah.
I remember saying a couple, because I had a friend who was dating his dad's business partner and his dad had no idea. And I'm saying my friend was 19 and that business business partner is 53. Mm. That guy has three sons over different continents, whatever. And I remember telling him, no, it's wrong if kids are involved. You know, do not fuck around when kids are involved. And I get it why I would say something like that to someone.
But then, what if?
In my head, I'm like, yeah, when this 53-year-old, his age was to get married, the kind of pressure, the kind of...
What would the solution be? That's what I ask myself now. What would you have this person do? What, like, abandon his family and say that, oh, at the age of 53... You know what?
I wouldn't judge. To start with, I wouldn't judge. I wouldn't judge like, oh, what he's doing is a scheme. Of course, it is that. It is that in some sense. But I would add some softness to that.
No, of course. And that's what I'm saying. That at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what would you have this person do? You know, if not this. And I'm by no means condoning infidelity or... any of that. You know, these concepts are so easy for, not even for our generation, you know, the whole idea of, oh, be transparent with your partners. For exclusive gay couples, it's a far easier conversation because we've seen a world where we kind of understand that maybe monogamy and, you know, is what it's meant, etched out to be.
In fact, can I tell you something? He dated this man for around 6 years. So by then he was like, when he was 25, he was still dating this man who's by the time he's 60. And I'll never forget something my friend told me once. I was like, wow, that's still going. Does his wife know that? He's like, no, it's so much easier to date a married man. Now hear this out, okay? I'll tell you why he said
unpack
this.
That.
No, I'll tell you why. I remember one word he used. He's like, he's already housebroken. Which means that he already knows how to keep a house up and running. He's not messy. He's not a this. You know what I mean? Because he lives that life somewhere else, that parallel life somewhere. He's housebroken in that sense. He knows what a home is like. He had moved out. I'm saying this after my friend had moved out. He wasn't, because his dad had found out that, oh, this business partner. So he was thrown out of his house almost. It was a big deal. But again, it was a side thing. This guy got his own place. Housebroken was one. Secondly, he said the sex is always great. Because as long as he's with his wife and this guy is the other person, okay, the sex is always great. Yeah. Because the husband's literally running away to do this. Yeah. That second, this. And the third was, let me remember. He said, you get your own space. If he has something else to do, he's not fucking my problem all the time. You know what I mean? He got that level of space because he has a family somewhere. He has to go for a family vacation. Suddenly he has 8 to 10 days to himself. You know what I mean? These all sounded like, wait, these are very shallow, horrible points. But this person managed to find
the positive in it.
The good side of dating a married man. But those are literally, apart from that, I've only seen heartbreak and torment and so much like...
No, and constantly feeling that you are number two. Like, you know, that's just such a... Okay, so I've dated 2 closeted people and 3 actually. Wow. That's a pattern. Fuck. How? No, so one of them was not closeted. One of them was not closeted. He was out, but then he started working at a place where he constantly, I remember, called and... Okay, let me put this in. Chronology. Chronology samajhte hain. Okay, so... My first boyfriend was very like closeted, and he is closeted. This is when both of us were 15, so 14, 15. And he's continued to be like closeted even till date. He's happily married. I don't know happily or not. He's married now. So that's something I don't want to talk about. The other was a couple of years back, and I won't say what phase of my life because people can identify this person from that phase of my life. But this person, we were in a passionate relationship. He was he had only known straight attraction before. He hadn't had relationships per se, but I was the first step into awakening of something new. And as a result of that, we kind of entered this beautiful sort of a relationship. There was obviously hand-holding. There was obviously tutoring, which was great to a point. But there came a point where my self-respect kind of didn't permit me to go beyond a point, because there were questions like, what if, I mean, so this person had political, you know, dreams.
Okay.
So he said,
it could affect that.
It more than, so here's the questioning and the thinking kind of veered into these lines where he said, so I love what we have and I want that to continue forever.
Mm.
But given my situation, what do you think will change if I marry a woman? We can continue this forever. The fact that someone would be so nonchalant about, so unaffected by that, it really really hit me.
Sure.
And there were other points where, you know, none of his friends, none of his close friends knew about what we both were. Like the closest of friends, closest. I'm talking people who know about his family secrets. So none of them knew about what we were. Similarly, when someone, because we're travelers, so someone from my circle, my friend circle, kind of found, like obviously came to know from me and had a very offhand discussion with someone from his friend circle.
Okay.
I remember him calling me and being livid, insinuating that I had betrayed him. And that kind of, I remember being gobsmacked and just saying one thing: if this is your idea of what we were, then I don't think there is any future to us at all. Like, not even platonic. So that's the level for me.
See, but that's the thing, right, Shanetra? Sometimes I feel like we both have had that kind of a leaning where we know when to pick up our bags and walk out.
Yeah.
I feel like there are, this is like,
and again,
I don't want to draw a parallel and use domestic violence as a parallel, but so many times
you don't know what to do.
It's not even not knowing about what to do, but that kind of attention, you know what I mean? Might seem like, oh, he does care about me. You know, again, get what I'm saying? Like, oh no, I am the it's his core life is this, outside of his family, his wife, his kids, even whatever, even for a closet, okay, his family, whatever. And then I am his escape. I feel like that can be such that I'll use the word trap. It can be a trap to fall into, because
because we are constant. We love the idea of a project, right? We love the idea of
I call it the Messiah complex.
Being the fixer.
I always felt like, oh, I must help, and I must this, and I must.
I've never had it.
No, but that's the funny thing.
I've been very like self-centered. A lot of my relationships. Self-centered is, I'm obviously saying it for effect. But I've been very clear about, boss, what's in it for me?
No, for me, it's like the number of, again, straight to experimental queer boys that I have been with. First of all, don't even make me count. It's ridiculous. And so much so that I have wondered if that's my, not kink or fetish, but like, is that my
sexuality?
Type? Is that my type, you know? Just boys who have not come to terms with it, and I in some way help them move those cogs and wheels in a way, because it has happened to me multiple times, and it's a common trap they fall for, which is, oh my God, you are the only person I've been doing this with, so I might have feelings for you. So then with you, and that's the part where I'm like, nope. I can't get invested, because that mera college mein ho gaya, where I fell for a straight boy and he was into my best friend, and then I was like, no, mera kya hoga, and I'm not there anymore, you know what I mean? After that, I've had a string of like, hey bro, I've never done this, but can we, okay, cool, you know? And then when it turns into, I think I might, I'm like, no, you gotta keep it, then it's his headache. So I feel like, again, we both come, not, this is not a privileged thing, but I'm sure this comes from a place
not
of,
privilege. This
is a,
we've had the journey,
buddy,
gone
figure it out, this is your, this, I'm doing my bit, I am like, an escape for you in whatever sense. I love that. Maybe that does get my, it just tickles me a bit in terms of like, I love that chase in that sense. But apart from that, nope, not happening. I don't want anything more beyond, like, because I know there's only disappointment. There's only hurt. There's only, and even if he, okay, let's say you are the first person he's going to fall in love with and all of that, you don't want that responsibility also, yeah? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm the first person who has to, like, oh, these are what gay parties are like. Mm. This is what gay life is like. Oh, this movie is amazing. Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the person who has to, like, sharpen this person.
100%.
To come to, so in, again, boiling down to a project.
Yeah.
Like, it coming down to, like...
Now, one person I sort of kind of, like, dated was... Huh. This is a weird case.
Hmm.
We both were out to our friends, to the world. He was out to his parents. And then we moved to separate cities and, you know, we would fuck every single time I would visit his city. And then suddenly he changed his job. He went, he, again, I won't mention the the workplace, but the workplace is known not to be homophobic from, like, if I really put a pin on it. So once he joined that organization, I don't know whether it was, oh, so new job, so let this not overtake my other, you know, talents and blah, blah, blah. I remember him messaging me after a gap of like one and a half years, messaging me and asking me if I could have a conversation, like have a phone conversation. So I called him and I remember him being panicky and asking him, asking me whether I had ever spoken to one of my best friends about him in the queer context.
Okay.
And I said, you're not really that that important like for me to discuss you.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying, please make sure you don't talk about me because I don't want to be talked about in that context. Correct. Something changed that day. And I was like zero attraction thereon.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
But that, I'm glad you said that because so many times, even for me, first of all, I had a system down. I don't know if I've ever told you this, how it's not a viable system anymore because Tinder will block you if you do this. But I used to be so into straight boys that my profile is mine. All my pictures are mine. My bio says I'm a everything. Like I'm a dude, everything. But I used to be women looking for men on Tinder. Everything. There's nothing, no catfishing happening. My profile is mine.
Yeah,
Dari, wari, everything. There's no way am I letting this person
You're tricking the algorithm. It's
just, I'm just on the guy, on the straight guy's side of things. And you'd be amazed by how much I was matching. But again, I got that also. Like a lot of times you are right, swipe. And oops, suddenly I swiped right on a guy, whatever that was. Which is why a lot of times you do get banned. Because some straight guys are like, what the fuck? I swiped right on a bro. Chitu. But I started meeting straight boys left, right and center. And I'm so glad what you said earlier is because the moment the chase was done, like, I would like, okay, I've got this guy. I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like a conquest of some sort, but it was. It was my little thing. Like, okay, he's straight. That's hot. And he wants to fool around. And the moment it happens and it's done, then I'm like, I lose interest. I don't know why.
Mine just has to do with like self-respect. And sometimes I may be
terrible when I say it like that. I feel so bad about myself. Like, who am I?
But yeah, I question myself sometimes because I come across as very high and mighty and like so judgmental because who the fuck knows what this person was going through, you know? But a large part of it has to do with like, you know, I just like being with people who are...
Who figured it out.
Who figured it out. It's just... I have respect. And that's where it stands from. I like...
Which is probably the first thing anyone listening should take away from this,
like,
right?
I
Which
like
is
people like, who I can respect. I like dating people who I can
people
respect.
People who respect you back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who've... it's just your life is easier if you've come... Because whatever internal struggle that comes with being queer and LGBTQ, like... We always believe this, right? That self-acceptance happens for us faster than, I don't want to say straight people, but straight
people. But everyone
because,
else.
we just have to, like, accept ourselves so quickly and so soon. And then when you meet someone who's also been through that, it's just so much. It's like the modern version of doctor, shaadi ho jaye.
What is dentist,
you know?
Oh, like that, yeah.
How the heteronormative this is, like, oh, he's dentist, she's dentist, shaadi. So if you find someone who's accepting themselves and you you accepted yourself, son. Yeah. I'm not saying, oh, then it will work. But at least it will be easier.
That's one barrier down. That's one obstacle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think on that note, we should take a quick break. Yes. We'll see you on the other side. And we're back.
We're back
with the bang.
Talking about
married men, closeted men, and what it's like to date those people, even though both of us have never dated
closeted men. Yeah, married men, yeah.
Yeah. I've not dated a closeted boy.
Ever. No?
I don't know.
I have. So, like I said, I have. Yeah. Would I date someone closeted? No, I don't think so. Never. Never again.
Yeah.
And I won't even say never. Because,
I'm never say never, but even I'm like, no. I need someone
that,
like...
Already enough stress in my life. Like, I don't want to add more tutoring. Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like, what are we not discussing here? Because, again, this is for those people who have suddenly ended up in these situations, right?
True.
With, I'm dating a married guy who has kids and all of that. Or I'm dating someone who... I had a friend last year who's... dating a super conservative Muslim boy, beautiful Muslim boy. I cannot even emphasize on the beautiful. But that boy had very clearly told my friend that, listen, I am going to get married. I am going to this whole gay thing is not my scene. I am with you. Yeah, sure. We are butt fucking all of it. But I hope you know that this will never get serious. And my friend just wouldn't get that in his skull. And he kept falling and he kept falling. And then he got hurt. So I don't understand what warrants that kind of behavior. I just know that, again, I can't help but think that that guy, because again, he's conservative, his family background, so there's some societal pressure on him that I will never understand.
Of course, yeah.
And I can't help but think my friend is also stupid for asking for something like this.
That, yes. We don't have control over other people. Mm-hmm. We do have control over how we choose to navigate such situations. Mm-hmm. And it's... that's all I mean, again, I'm not an expert by any length. But the only thing that has helped me kind of keep my head on my shoulders in various circumstances of dating and has been just this. The belief that I can't control the other person. Mm. I will never be able to control the other person. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't even try. Mm. What I can control is how... I choose to be in that situation and how I choose to react.
Basically, yeah.
So if I know that this is headed for a climax or a circumstance that will hurt me.
Yeah.
And if it's clear.
This is so important, right? Yeah. Self, I call it insulation. Yeah. I always feel like I insulate myself from anything that might cause me distress, which apparently my shrink tells is unhealthy, but fuck him. But no, because that's how agoraphobics are born, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You try to control not getting hurt in relationships.
So my shrink tells me that's one of my biggest... That's one of the things I'm working on, where letting the guard down. Because that's one of the reasons why I...
I guess it's like, you know, when they say... if you sanitize your life too much, your immune system becomes weaker.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Also, I was watching this really interesting show called Lock and Key.
Heard of it?
It's a Netflix show. And there's like a, and no spoilers, just that there's a segment where this girl, there is a key that lets her enter her mind. Yeah.
Okay.
So she enters her mind, her thoughts.
Okay.
She pulls an embodiment of fear out of that world.
Okay.
She kills it and buries it.
Okay.
And because she does that, she becomes irrational.
Okay.
And the point that I'm making is need fear.
Yeah.
You need a little fear. You can't let it overpower you, but you need that rational fear to be, because it keeps us in check.
Yeah.
And same here. You can't insulate. If you insulate yourself against any kind of hurt, then you're just becoming a cold, full metal bitch. You know? And I've been
that's
that.
That's my middle name. Cold Full Metal. Farhad Cold
like,
Full.
I've been that full metal bitch where I was only cold to people. Mm-hmm. And I have been only cold to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I now realize that that's... it's yeah. not ideal. Yeah. It's not okay. It's not yeah. healthy.
Yeah. I cannot. I'll give you an example, and this has nothing to do with committed. Because within our stratosphere only, we have so many fucking issues to deal with.
Yeah.
I hooked up with someone on Monday. And last night, I get a call from someone else who I've hooked up with 3-4 times over the years. Mm. Literally 3-4 times. And this person, 3-4 times person calls me up. He's like, Farhad, did you hook up with this person on Monday? And I'm like, wow, he started with that. I was like, what's happening? Why is this? Why are you asking me this out of the blue? No, did you know me and him are dating? And I'm like,
ye mera, then you tell your boyfriend. First of all,
I'm like, wait, I did not know y'all were even friends, but what is this about? No, he's lying to me, so tell me yes or no if you met him on a Monday. I was like, listen, the person's name, insert. I do not have the patience for this. This already sounds like two teenager problems for me to deal with. Okay. If you think I'm not going to give you a yes or a no, but take that as an answer and you figure it out what you want to do in life, you know. But do not call me up and accost me like this ever.
Of course.
You know, because again.
No, so this, I feel like insulating yourself against this kind of stuff is really healthy.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really healthy.
Yeah.
What's not healthy is the kind of stuff I've done in the past.
Where it's self-inflicted.
I stop feeling for... I guard myself so much that I don't feel anything. Mm. Like if a really close friend kind of moves away, I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
No.
Now that's... Like you can't guard yourself up, armor yourself up to that extent. Mm. You shouldn't is what I'm trying to say. That's not healthy. But yeah, I mean, why not do whatever it takes to kind of survive this fucking maelstrom? maelstrom.
But I just wish whoever's listening, and if you're going through this whole, oh my God, I'm dating a married man, I don't know what to do. Oh my God, I'm dating a closeted boy who's... I like the word I used for you a while ago, stepney. It's like a stepney, gaadi ka stepney. You know, emergency tire suddenly. I feel like if someone's feeling like that, you instantly express need to first look out for yourself.
You know, the one thing that I keep questioning myself, and again, I'm very clear about not opening up to closeted, and I'm absolutely fine interacting on a very, 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 very platonic level. But I remember a couple of weeks back, I matched with someone on Tinder, and this person said very clearly that, hey, I'm closeted.
Okay.
And so I very clearly said that, boss, I'm just telling you, if you want to kind of unmatch, let's. But I'm not comfortable letting this go beyond a conversation if you're closeted. And again, I respect your decision. I am not calling you out.
He said he's closeted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So his question was this. He said, what if you are the person who helps me usher
you
out of
this?
Yeah,
I
remember mentioning this.
No, but it's funny.
And that kind of stumped me. I still didn't change, but that stumped me that don't we as a community have a responsibility? And that's when I think my answer was, sure, but not through my like... penis, you know, like, sure, let's do that through conversations. And I think anyone who rejects closeted people, closeted men outright, maybe take the time to
understand what they are going
through.
But I'm so happy you say that, because I also have noticed a trend where married men have started appearing on Grindr, and they are the ones who are like, I'm married, do you have a problem? Because then you move on.
Yeah.
You know, there's that type also. I've noticed a lot of them where, you know, they do say partnered or open relationship. Yeah. There's a section which says married.
Yeah.
And then they are like, hey, I'm married. If that's a problem for you, then you need to move the fuck on. on one level, I want to say, you go. You know, you're living it.
Yeah.
Like, you figure out Grindr and you don't want the headache of, like, this interfering with whatever's going on in your real life. But you, okay, every now and then,
Would you hook up with someone who's partnered with another man?
The knowledge, if I had the knowledge or without the knowledge?
If this person has very clearly told you that I'm partnered.
Okay. I was in that situation around 2 years ago. Unfortunately, I was very attracted to the partner more than the person.
It's okay.
Yeah. But would I? I would. If they know what they want. And again, it's because beyond that, it's not my headache.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't fucking dance around eggshells if I have to, like, you know. It's
also,
about
I'm not
also.
The one who's doing something, so to say, wrong.
Huh.
You know,
I'm not.
I'm not the one.
Control your man.
Exactly.
You know, if he's out there, even right now, this example that I gave, if this boy is calling me up, did you hook up with him? I'm like, hey.
You bring a biodata.
And then
in my
the
house.
Funny thing is that boy called me up, who I hooked up with. He called me up. He's like, I'm so sorry that,
like,
you know,
that.
This happened and all of that. I know it's very childish and all of that. I was like, listen, this is too fucking childish for me. Please do not call me up. You all figure it out. It's your headache, you know. I did not want to be a catalyst. You hit something. He found something. It's up to you. But I guess, again, this is just queer shit. When it comes to, like, marriage and all, I don't know how it works.
Like for me,
because now let's think about STDs and wives not knowing that their husbands are on these apps. I can just imagine the kind of turmoil they might go through, or the confusion, or the everything that and that's something I learned again with, see, because acceptance comes in different ways. Again, when I not date him, but I had a 2-3 month long fling with a divorcee, and that time I really did learn so much that, you know, he was fed up of lying. He was fed up of being caught, because that's another trap he had fallen into, you know, where he was repeatedly lying to his wife. He was eventually not okay with who he was constantly being just because he got married. You know what I mean? So a large, again, slice of my empathy for the people who find themselves in situations like this, both sides, gay boys who fall for the married guy and the married person itself. I'm like, listen, you both need to really just do what keeps you at peace. You know, what makes you find peace sooner than whatever it is, you know. I know that involves, let's say for a married guy, it involves fucking coming out to his wife and that sort of pressure and all of that. But if you're unhappy and you're, I don't know. I feel like the older, except food, everything in my life, if it's causing me any sort of, like, it's a deterrent to me in any way, the older I get, I'm finding it easier to chuck it out of my life. Except food, I have to emphasize. Except fried food. I can literally just, everything else, I can be like, you know what, this is not good for me, fuck it. Cigarettes, not good for me, bye. Weed, not good for me, bye. Drugs, not good for me, bye. You know what I mean? Afternoon naps, hello. But I just feel like, I feel like every time we do an episode, we talk about an issue, and then I always have this habit of oversimplifying something by boiling it down to, you know what, if it's not good for you, just throw it out of your life. So I know it's 10 times
easier said than
it's
done.
It's a million times more complex and layered than that. But really, that's what it boils down to.
No, it boils down to
that's
what
really
you feel gives you respect.
Yeah.
It's just that. Anything that gives you respect,
and
any
you
person.
You should be the first person to give yourself respect.
Yeah. And Yeah, well.
Nah. Yep. We should just make it our tagline.
Yeah.
GBCT.
RESPECT.
Yeah.
Aretha. Yeah.
But I guess that's it.
That's
what we've got.
There is no moral of the story except for respect your fucking self.
Yeah. Do that. And in the process, throw in a little love too. How tacky. I sounded like Eat, Pray, Love the entire book in one sentence. But I guess that's our episode for accidentally falling in love with married / committed / closeted men. I'm sure we've not covered everything that falls under this little
umbrella.
Yeah. But,
really big umbrella.
Yeah. If you're going through some shit related to this topic, take take life by the reins.
And by the way, we've started listening to all our listeners, and hence we'll be doing a lot of topics that are being suggested by you guys. So keep sending us messages.
Yeah, we'd like to also talk about topics that we have personal experience about. Sometimes we don't want to alienate, right? Because this episode is the perfect example of that. We do not know what it is like to be in a relationship with a married man. We kind of know what it's like to date a closeted boy. But we don't want to alienate people who might not be going through that. So we will talk about everything and anything. Maybe get some experts. If you'd even like to join us on a show, if there's something particular you feel like you are great at talking about, especially politics, you know, gender politics. And I would love to like be schooled on that so many times. Man, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. But yeah, that's our episode for this time. We'll see you next week. And keep writing to us.
Yeah.
Okay?
See you.
Bye.
Bye.